Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome, everybody. I'm really happy to be here. I'm kind of happy to be here. It is a day of mixed emotion, for sure, for our family and I know the Twins organization and Twins fans. But it's obviously a day that had to come, and I won't ever forget Sunday, September 30th, and I know it was impromptu, and not scripted or staged at all, but it was truly a memorable day, and I can't think in my own mind of a better way of an on-field experience for Joe to have played his last game as a Twin, which is very sad. I know nobody's here to hear me speak, so I'll try to be as quick as possible. But I'll never forget the spring of 2010. We'd been away, my family had been away in Cambodia, actually, and had a number of conversations with Bill Smith on the phone, all of which resulted in Joe's contract back in 2010. And shortly after landing from Cambodia, we flew down to Florida. And I will never, ever forget this. I met Joe in the lobby of one of the outbuildings of the spring training facility, and he shook my hand and told me that he would always give us his best. And I've never forgotten that, and I've always believed it. There have been some down times, but mostly great times, but I never doubted what he said to me that day, and I always believed he delivered on that. So I'm sad for the organization and for our family. I'm happy for Joe, Maddie, and the entire Maurer family, which there are a lot of them. And it's a new era, and I just wish you all the best.
Thank you.
To say the least, the Minnesota Twins have been incredibly blessed to have had Joe Maurer part of our franchise over the past 18 years. Joe's longtime teammate Michael Kadire, I think, said it best last week when he said, "I can't think of a single person who represented an organization, a community, his city, and his state as well as Joe Maurer." And while today marks the conclusion of Joe's playing career, it's our sincere hope that Joe will always be connected to this franchise. When contemplating what to say about Joe Maurer and what he's meant to the Minnesota Twins, our fans, our game, our state, I found myself coming back to four basic words. The first word is respect. Joe earned respect every single day from his managers, his coaches, his teammates. Those inside of our clubhouse understood Joe's greatness as a player, but maybe more importantly, I think they appreciated him as a professional, as a leader, as a competitor, and as a friend. On the diamond, Joe's reputation drew attention and respect from every opposing manager, every opposing player, and every umpire. Over the past 15 years, few, if any player in our game, had more respect on the diamond than Joe Maurer. The second word is history. The numbers tell the story. Joe Maurer's legacy of greatness is forever engraved in the history of the Minnesota Twins franchise. And in addition, it's our view, and while we're biased, it's our view that Joe's body of work should one day make him the fourth St. Paul native to earn enshrinement in Cooperstown. The third word for me is class. Every day, in every way, Joe Maurer is all class. The way he treats people, the way he engages with fans, the way he gives back to this community. There has never been a day, never, that we haven't been extraordinarily proud to call Joe Maurer a Minnesota Twin. And the fourth word, and probably the most important word, is family. Is there a closer family than the Maurer family? Joe models the importance of family each and every day. Today, let's take a moment to salute Joe as an incredible father, husband, brother, son, and grandson. On behalf of every single member of the Minnesota Twins organization and millions of fans across Twins territory, let's say thank you to number 7. Well played, Joseph Patrick Maurer.
Dustin, thank you for these. I'm going to need these today. Not going to lie, you can see I'm pretty overwhelmed with emotion right now. Seeing everyone in here, in this room today, it means so much to have you all here. And to be honest, I probably wouldn't even be here sitting up here if you weren't here for the support and guidance that has been given to me by so many of you along the way. There are so many people here who I'd like to thank for the role that they have played throughout my life and my career. I think the best place to start today is with my family. Mom and Dad. Thank you so much for always believing in me. For sitting at my countless games and tournaments, and for being the pillar of support back then and always. You both made it a priority to be there for me throughout my whole career, and that means the world to me. You've helped keep me grounded and have never let me forget my roots. Thanks to my brothers, Jake and Bill. Thanks for always letting your little brother tag along. I know it's not easy sometimes, but I've always appreciated that. You guys have been there through it all. Jake, I'll never forget our years in the minor leagues together. Some of my favorite times. Bill, I was proud to catch you in that spring training game where you got to face your favorite player, David Ortiz. Thank you, Guardy, for letting that happen, too. I'm also proud to say that we got him out. It's pretty amazing that three brothers from Minnesota at one point all donned a Twins uniform, and I'll always be thankful we were able to share that together. I want to thank my grandma and Grandpa Tierney for being my biggest fans. I always knew I could look up there and see you both sitting in the stands, and that meant more to me than you'll ever know. I think my 15 years in the big leagues, they maybe missed a dozen games. And at 81 a pop, at home games, that's pretty darn good. I also would want to thank my grandma and Grandpa Maurer, who couldn't be here today, but I know are watching. And Grandpa, thank you for keeping me on that left side of the batter's box. I want to thank my in-laws, John and Ginny, for all the help and support you have given Maddie and our girls, especially while I've been away on the road. Not sure we could have done this without you. And Maddie, I'm not sure I have the right words to express my gratitude, my admiration, or my love for you. You have been my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, and my rock. You made everything happen at home so that I could go out there and play a game that I love. When I look at our girls, I see the wonderful young ladies they are turning into, and I'm constantly reminded of the amazing job that you are doing as their mother. I see so much of you in those two, and it makes me so proud and so happy. I know it wasn't easy on you three when I would leave, but you sure made it look like it was. Thank you for everything you do for us, and I want you to know how excited I am to begin this new chapter with you and our family. Hopefully I can get through this. Thanks for bearing with me. I also want to thank some of my high school baseball coaches that are here today. Jim O'Neill, Mike Hanza, Snap Leitner. And for everybody who wonders why I don't swing at the first pitch, Jim O'Neill is the reason. Jim, you taught me a lot about patience and waiting for the right pitch. You always told me if I swung the bat, I'd hit the ball, so I might as well wait for that good one. Thank you all for being there, or for being here, and for everything you've taught me back in high school that has stayed with me all these years. I want to thank my best friend, Tony Leisman, who's in the crowd today. Tony, we go way back, and I'm so thankful for our friendship. You've definitely seen it all, and you've treated me the same since day one. Maddie and I are beyond lucky to have you and Ashley in our lives. I also want to thank Tony Leo, along with the entire Twins training staff and medical staff. You guys kept me going and kept me out on the field. Tony, I've appreciated all of our conversations and our friendship. Geez, since Instructional League 2001. Thank you for that. I also want to thank Dr. Walt Wilson and Dr. Bob Brown at the Mayo Clinic for always taking great care of me. I also want to thank Roger Erickson, a St. Paul training legend and a man who truly taught me the importance of staying flexible and hydration. Raj, you've taught me so much and have kept me out on the field there playing, and I thank you for that. I want to thank you, Rodney McCormick, also known by my daughters as Hot Dog or the guy with the gumballs. You know, not just Hot Rod, but his entire clubhouse staff for everything that you guys do to make it easier on us players to go out there every night and do our job. But more importantly, I want to thank you for our friendship. You've been there through it all and have always been so good to me and my family. Sean Harlan, Mike Herman, Dustin Morse. You guys have been alongside me since the beginning. You all started out in PR and were the first people to teach me what to do in these types of situations. And I hope I'm doing okay here today. All three of you have become great friends, and I couldn't be more thankful for that. Nate Dahman, thank you for always helping me get ready for each game, whether it be in the bullpen back in my catching days or throwing BP. I value our friendship we have formed, and I'm definitely going to miss our Breakfast Club conversations. Guardy. Guardy, I've learned so much from you from over the years. You've always had a great knack for keeping things light and fun in the clubhouse and created an environment that made guys excited to come to work every day. You've been through a lot with me and have always been a big influence on how I approach the game, so thank you for that. I also want to thank Joe Vavra, who's been a longtime coach and friend. You've put so many hours in with me over the years, in the cage and on the field. Thank you for always being there and being ready to help me improve. You know my swing better than anybody, and thank you for that. Tom Kelly, TK, I want to thank you for being a huge part of my transition to first base. You taught me so much about that position, but also taught me so much about baseball in general. I'll always cherish our chats and the knowledge that you have shared with me over the years. Paul Molitor, I'm so thankful that I was able to play for you for so many different reasons. You have incredible baseball knowledge, and I feel honored to have learned so much from one of the best to have ever played the game. Thank you for your support and friendship. They both have meant so much to me. Tony O, the greatest ambassador this team has ever seen. I want to thank you for our friendship and for all the chats we've had over the years. You've always known the importance of community, and I've learned so much from you. I have the utmost respect for you, Tony, and I feel honored to call you my friend. Kent Herbeck, Jack Morris, Tim Laudner, I want to thank you for showing me how to be a Minnesota Twin, both on the field and in the community. I watched you guys play growing up, and it's been an honor to get to know you guys on a personal level. Perk, not too bad for a couple Minnesota boys, huh? Pretty special to have shared the field with another local guy. And I'm happy to say that we did it, that we both did it in just one uniform. Koski, thank you for taking me under your wing my rookie year. I'll never forget how you treated me. Thank you for sharing your wisdom and for showing me how to be a big leaguer. I wish we could have played together longer, but I gained a lifelong friendship out of the deal, so I'm pretty good with that. Morney, I knew the day we played a pickup hockey game in the Isles of Sports Authority down in Fort Myers that we'd be good friends. You were my longest teammate, and over all these years, I never lost sight of your ambition, perseverance, and love for this game. You played it well, and you played it right. It was an honor to share the field with you. Thank you. Terry Ryan. I want to thank you for taking a chance on a St. Paul kid back in 2001. I know that draft was loaded with talent and there were a lot of great options out there, but I'm so thankful you had the confidence in me, and it means more to me than you'll ever know. Bill Smith, I want to thank you for helping to keep me in this uniform. I never wanted to play anywhere else, And it's been a true honor to wear one jersey all these years. Jerry Bell. Thank you, Jim Rantz. Thank you, guys. You mean the world to me. So happy that you guys can be here today. And along with Terry and Bill and everyone, I also want to thank Rob Anthony, Mike Radcliffe, Joel Leppel, and Mark Wilson. I know you all had a big hand in that as well, and I thank you for it. Although they're not here, I want to thank my agents, Ron Shapiro and Michael Moss. They also played a big role in keeping me in Minnesota and have always been two very influential men in my life. Well, I think I've slowly made my way back up to this table. And with that, I want to thank Dave St. Peter. Dave, we go back to the beginning. We go back to the beginning as well, and I want to thank you for everything. I've always viewed you as a mentor when it came to getting out in the community and making a difference. Thank you for always supporting my ideas and helping them come to life. And on the topic of getting out in the community, I also want to thank Brian Donaldson and his amazing team. They do so much for this organization and have helped me with all my events over the years, most recently helping Maddie and I host an amazing event for Gillette Children's Hospital. Thank you all for that. I know a lot of you are in the back, so thank you all. And Rennell Dorn, this includes you too. You are the driving force behind all the wonderful things the WIVE organization does in the community, and I know Maddie is beyond grateful for your guidance and friendship. We both appreciate you more than you know. Thad and Derek, even though you've only been here, I've only been with this organization for a couple years, I feel like I've known you both for much longer. You guys are an incredible addition to this team, and I cannot thank you enough for your friendship and support. You have been so great to both me and my family these past two seasons, and I thank you for that. I want to thank Jim, Donna, and the entire Poled family. It seems just like yesterday I was sitting at a table at Crete and Durham Hall with Carl and Terry Ryan where this whole thing started. I am so grateful that your family gave me the opportunity to not only start but finish my playing career with my hometown team. There is nowhere else I ever wanted to be. And lastly, I want to thank all of my teammates and coaches that I have played with all over the years. I've been on a lot of really good teams and met many fantastic people from all over the world. I will always cherish the times we had and will carry all of you with me in my memories. When you play for one organization for 18 years, you get to know a lot of people. And for anyone I may not have mentioned today, I look forward to saying thank you in person in the near future. You know, oftentimes retirement press conferences can feel like a farewell, but for me, this one doesn't. I may not be suiting up to play any more ball games, but the beauty of being from Minnesota is that I don't have to say goodbye to all the people here today who have become family. You will always be a part of me, and I cannot thank you enough for always being there and supporting me. My career wouldn't be what it is without you guys. And Rocco, I want you to know that you'll be in good hands here with the Minnesota Twins. They are truly a fantastic organization, and you will have a great support system around you. I've always respected you on and off the field, and I wish you all the best next season. I know you have a lot of knowledge to share with the boys in 2019. Before we turn this over to media for questions, I want to take a quick second to thank them as well for being here today. I've known many of you in this room since my high school days, and along with my grandparents, who have clipped and saved every article, I want to thank you for documenting my career and following my journey. Thank you, guys.
Joe, on behalf of everybody in this room, I want to thank you for that. That was very heartfelt. I also want to thank you for that personal letter to all of Twins territory. What a great thing you did there. With that, I'm going to open this up to questions. Please wait for the wireless mics. Mitch, Corey, and Elvis have them scattered throughout the room. And we can start with Joe Schmidt in the back.
Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Better now. Better now, thank you.
When you look back at your career, all the numbers, the MVP, batting titles, What are you going to be the most proud of?
Just the relationships that I've been able to make. That's why I'm so emotional here today. A lot of us go back 20-plus years. I think I first met Terry Ryan when I was, what, 15 years old? 14. Thank you, yeah. You know, just the relationships you're able to make and form and to last for these many years, you know, and even when people have moved on, that's what's most important to me. And the teammates, you know, obviously, that I've been able to play with, those relationships as well. Yeah, I mean, there's so much to be thankful for, but that's what's come first to mind.
I'm going to be available to help bring the catcher.
I got a lot of time on my hands now. You know, I haven't gotten that far yet, but, you know, I don't see this, like I said, as a farewell. I'm going to raise my kids here. My family's here, born and raised. I was a Twins fan before I was a Twin. I'll be a Twins fan after I'm done as a player. So I don't plan on going anywhere unless you guys don't want me. But, you know, I'm here. And that's one thing I told some of the boys, you know, that last week. You know, a lot of guys were running around trying to get things signed and all this. And I said, guys, I'm only a phone call away. I'll be here no matter what happens with me. I'll be here ready to help and to help this team win in the future.
Chip?
Hey, Joe, congrats. Going back to your high school days and being with Tony and Rashawn and going against Mo and all those guys, how did that shape you in terms of just enjoying competition?
Well, I loved it. I loved every minute of it. Doesn't matter what the game, I love to compete. And I think sometimes that gets lost in the general public. But just ask my brothers over here. It doesn't matter what we're playing or whether it's a game or football or basketball, whatever. I just love to compete. Once I try out a game or try something out, I try to be the best that I can be at it. And, you know, those days down at Jimmy Lee, those days down at all the ball fields in St. Paul helped mold me into the guy I am today. And you know, like I said, I have a lot more thank yous to go, but I think today was a good start.
Brian Murphy.
Joe over here. You mentioned in your letter the concussion that you suffered in May was a major factor in this. If you hadn't suffered that at all, do you think we'd be here today?
I don't know. I'm not sure. You know, I think that definitely opened my eyes a little bit. You know, brought me back to a 2013 and a lot of the struggles that I had faced then. And that's one thing. You know, I worked so hard to get back to playing and finishing this year out, and I'm thankful I was able to do that. And that play wasn't the end, but it made me think. And you know, obviously, my doctors and our doctors are made me aware of the risk. But when it happened, it made me a little more aware. So, you know, in spring training, I told all you guys, I hope I'm here next year. You know, doing this all over again, and that really was my mindset. It just, over a course of a major league season, things happen, and you make adjustments, and, you know, I feel like this is the best plan not only for me but for my family, so I'm happy about that.
Dan Hayes.
Joe, right here. Was there any part of you that thought in May you might not be back, that you might just have to call it right there? And what was that week kind of like at all?
Yeah, the unknown, you know, not knowing when. You try to ride a bike that everything's going to be okay. That's what's so difficult with concussions. You know, it's different for everyone. And through my experience, you know, at that time, I wasn't sure if I was able to come back and do what I loved. So, like I said, I was thankful I was able to do that and finish this season out on a strong note.
On your right, Joe, Brandon.
Hey, Joe, I just want to know, do you remember when you first considered retirement, whether it was this year, previously, or when you started thinking about the end?
Well, I think just as you become a veteran player, I think it kind of comes up. I guess considering it seriously, probably after that concussion this year. But it comes up, you know. You know, and obviously as you become a parent and you get your family and starts growing and, you know, it's it puts a lot of things in perspective. So, like I said, I wanted to take time. It was so emotional for me, you know, that second half of the season. And I wanted to take time to separate a lot of those things. I, you know, I said in my letter. And, you know, just hoping that it let things calm down a little bit and that make sure the daily grind was making my decision. And you know, I've done that. I've taken the time that I needed to take, and I feel 100% behind my decision. So I'm excited for that next chapter.
Center back.
Joe, this is the time when a lot of people start talking about legacies. What do you want your Twins' legacy to be?
You know, I think just that I, you know, there's a lot of things, but I would say just respect. You know, I respected the game, respected my teammates, and I did everything that I could possibly do to help this team win each and every day. I've been fortunate enough to have the personal accolades, and you know, I really do believe that that's a byproduct of, you know, how the team does. And, you know, those things just come along with it. But I think I'd want to be known as just a great teammate, a great person, and, you know, a guy that gave it everything he had.
Dave?
Joe, I know this decision was one you put a lot of thought into. Did you ever waver? I mean, the past couple weeks, have you thought maybe I could go back and do it again?
Yeah, I think that's a competitive side of me, you know. You know, I still feel like I can compete at this level. So that's a tough thing to swallow. But, you know, and that's the thing. I know the right decision for me, and I made it. So I'm excited, and I'm happy for that. And I'm happy to spend time with my girls and the new baby that's coming soon. Any minute, hopefully not today.
Dave Campbell.
Joe, you started doing those game ball ceremonies last couple seasons. Like, what was the most important thing to you about that, and what the kind of messages you're trying to send to the rest of the team?
Yeah, it all started because I wanted to get our guys to recognize the little things that help your team win each and every day. I actually kind of took it from some of my hockey buddies. They do, you know, ceremonial. Some teams do a ceremonial, you know, puck or whatever, and kind of recognize a guy for a good game. Well. And actually, Michael Kadire, too. I think he tried to start that a few years back, but it just didn't catch on. But I knew we had a young team, and I wanted them to see the importance of running every ball out, taking, you know, first to third. Just little things that don't show up in a box score, and make them aware of that. And, you know, it's easy to call a guy out that's went 4-for-4 with a couple home runs and RBIs, but, you know, a guy that made a great defensive play that, you know, got us out of a big jam. Those are the little plays that I wanted them to recognize and pay attention to, because that's what good teams do.
Jim in the back.
Joe, you've always been a private person, but can you share a little bit of the pressures that you've been under playing in your hometown? Everybody knows you drafted number one overall, like you mentioned, Terry's decision to select you there, the contract and living up to all the expectations. Can you share a little bit about what that was like and some of the things you had to deal with?
Yeah, it's all I've ever known, really, and I'm thankful for that. You know, that's the thing. I know that I've been in a unique position, and there's so many people that would love to have the opportunity that I've had, and I never took that for granted. You know, I always, every day, wanted to go out there and give it my best, be there for teammates, you know, make St. Paul, you know, Twin Cities, Minnesota proud. That was always on my mind, and I always knew I had one shot at doing this too. So I wanted to make the most of it, and you know, I can say up here today that I gave it everything that I got, that I had.
Mike Max,
Joe, when you had to give up catching, how difficult was that, and did that change the rest of your career much? Just, you know, coming out to the game and control you have over the game as you look back now.
Yeah, I mean, that's that point in my career was one of the toughest. Challenges that I've had, giving up a position that I worked so hard at and loved, putting the gear on, making a big difference in the game, doing those little things that people usually don't notice. You know, that was something I really enjoyed about the game. It presented a challenge for me, which I enjoyed that too, you know, going to first base and trying to, not be a liability over there. You'd be the best first baseman that I could be. And like I said in my speech, I mean, there's so many people that have helped me, but TK, those spring training mornings, I'll remember those, and just our chats, and Paul Molitor and Gardy, and, you know, there's so many people that have helped me shape the player that I was and the person that I was. So That's why I could barely get through my speech today, because these guys mean so much to me.
Joe, on your far left, Lavelle.
Hey, Joe. In addition to being a father and spend more time with your family, do you have a vision down the road for what you want to be with the organization? Do you want to coach? Do you want to be in the front office? Do you want to? How connected do you want to be with the organization and with the game?
It's a great question. I definitely want to be connected. You know, this is like I said, this organization has been a family to me. And in what capacity, my role going forward, I'm not sure. I mean, there'll probably be some conversations, hopefully, down the road. But kind of have the same mentality as my playing days of whatever I can do to help this team, this organization get better. You know, I'd definitely be open to that.
Joe,
Pat in the back.
Two National League catchers won three batting titles from 1942 and earlier than that. And there have been three batting titles won by a catcher in the American League, and they're all you. That's quite a feat. What is your impression of that feat?
You know, starting to look at some of that stuff that I've been able to accomplish over the years, I think I'll appreciate those a little bit more as time goes on. But if you're the first to do anything in this game with the rich history that it has, I think that's pretty special in itself. And, you know, to do that means a lot to me. I could still go back to that 2006 day watching Joe Vavra scramble in the bat room at the Metrodome trying to figure out each scenario between me, Cano, and Jeter. You know, there's going to be a lot of those stories that go on that we're going to, you know, enjoy and share. But like I said, I think that it happened that year because we had so many other things going on, too, in 2006. I mean, we were spread Rackies last year. We were fighting for home field advantage. There were so many different things, great things going on. You know, Santana won a Cy Young that year. Morneau won the MVP. I think with something like that, I really didn't think a whole lot about it until Joe reminded me of it. But, no, it's just I'll have time to look at some of those things and appreciate those a little bit more maybe as time goes on.
Eric Perkins.
Joe, congrats on the next chapter. Can you talk about the role model part of all this? So many kids grew up wearing Mauer jerseys. You are beloved in this community. And talk about the responsibility that goes along with that, but also that mutual respect you have for all the fans out there.
Yeah, you know, that's something that I didn't take lightly. You know, I knew all eyes were watching me here locally. Every move that I made, every word that I said, if I didn't run a ball out, which I tried not to do, I tried to run everything out. But I was aware of that. I was aware of that, not just with the little kids, but my other teammates, you know, coaches, everybody. I've always had a saying that says, you always you try to do your best because somebody's always watching. And, you know, I carried that with me, you know, every day that I came to the ball field. And, you know, I understood my, I guess, my position, not only as a player, but also as a public figure and a role model for everybody.
Rhett.
Joe, it's so rare for a player these days to play for one organization their entire career. What does it mean to you that you only played with the Twins during your career?
It means everything. You know, I never wavered where I wanted to be. This is where I wanted to be. Like I said, my grandparents got to come watch me play at every home game. You know, I really can't think of any other big leaguer out there that's ever had that. Their grandparents at every home game. I say a dozen games. Think of that, 81 games for home in one season. They were there, missed a dozen games over 15 years. It's pretty special. And I don't know if you guys caught on, but one little thing that was special with us is that I'd always tip my cap. And I'd look up, and that was for my grandparents, and that was just a little thing that I wanted to show them how much that meant to me to have them there every day. And like I said, this is a very special place for me, and I'm proud to be able to wear one uniform.
Is that Allie in the back?
Yeah, Joe in the back by Tony. What does retirement look like for you? I know you've got two young kids at home, but will you be coaching T-ball? What is a typical day going to be like?
That's a great question. In a few days, number three will be on the way, so I'll be all hands on deck with that. But And I'm excited for that. You know, I'm excited to be there, be around for the girls, be around for my wife, be around for this baby. And people in the baseball world know that during the summer can get pretty hectic, and it's basically the wives are a single parent, you know, with all the things going on and juggling that. So I wanted to make sure that, I mentioned her and all the things that she's done for me over the years and letting me do my thing. So I really do appreciate that. Now's the time I can help you out with all that stuff. So I'm looking forward to doing that first, and then, you know, we'll go from there.
Joe, I think that's a good place to stop with baby number three coming. Let you guys move on with your day, and appreciate you doing this, Joe. On behalf of everybody in the room, congratulations to both you and Maddie on this retirement, this decision. Thank you for all the memories.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.